This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
So, Aaron, I'd first just like to ask about how the program came to be. Can you tell me about the influence of former Northwest Film Center student Hazel Malone?
Absolutely. Well, we've been doing a lot of work with underserved populations throughout our history. And I want to say 10 to 13 years ago, we did a project with New Avenues for Youth. Hazel Malone was currently participating in their programs and started working on this project, creating a film. She really took to the to filmmaking and to the project and started hanging around at the film center, going on to have an internship with us, and we scholarshiped her into a bunch of classes. She eventually went on to work at Leica on Coraline. She's really interested in animation and claymation. And when we started planning our 40th anniversary celebration last year, we wanted to highlight some different students and some of the just work we had done over the years, and we created a about a 5-minute piece about Hazel and her journey with film and how the Film Center influenced her. So once that aired at our 40th anniversary celebration last spring, we saw the impact that it had just on that room of people, and we realized that we needed to continue this type of work further.
And you mentioned New Avenues for Youth, and I understand that that's one of the partnering social service providers. How are they and other providers involved with Project Viewfinder?
Well, we're an arts organization and a community film school, and what we're good at is exhibiting and teaching film. What we went originally to New Avenues and the other social service providers and help and spoke with them about recruiting and encouraging people to apply for the program. And then we've spoken with them continually just as support. We can't provide the types of services that they provide, and they specialize in supporting homeless youth community, the homeless youth community. So they've really been more of sort of a resource for us, and they've helped and supported the participants sort of behind the scenes, and it's been a real partnership in that way, because there are things that we just couldn't do. We're here to teach them film and to get them to share their stories.
Now, and to go to you, Antoine, how did you personally get involved with this project?
Oh, I just tripped over a rock and fell into it somehow. No. Well, I'm a homeless youth, so I was attending, actually getting services from New Avenues from Youth. Usually I go over there for education, get tutoring, you know, have an awesome assistant over there, Sue. She informed me about the Project Viewfinder and what they were planning to do for homeless youth. And she said, hey, I think this would be an awesome, you know, opportunity for you to take. So, you know, get interested and get excited about it. And, you know, I am, and this is where we're at right now. So it's been awesome. Just being informed by her, you know, is pretty much how it happened, and take myself there.
Cool. And had you done anything with film before, or had the opportunity to take like arts-related classes before?
Film on my phone, probably. But no.
Hey, that counts.
Yeah. Not as what I'm working with Project Viewfinder right now. I haven't, but I have. You know, just was. I mean, I had a project that we done with the mural out on 162nd and Stark, and that was a learning experience, not as a class, but, you know, just being able to do something new. And this is something new for me that I'm learning, so,
Awesome. Well, we're going to continue this interview with Aaron and Antoine. You're listening to The Film Show on KBOO. I'm Jen Chavez, but we'll be back in a couple minutes to talk more. First, our friends Will and Carlos would like to tell you how you can become a member of KBOO.
That's
right. And get free tickets to a screening of your choice at the Northwest Film Center. Take it away, guys.
That's right. First of all, the phone number to dial is 877-500-5266 to become a member. And, you know, I'm excited to be pitching right now because I just realized that Antoine was in the studio there. That's a talented young cat that you're listening to right now. And if you get a chance to get out to 162nd and Stark to check out the mural that he basically put together, it's a wonderful piece of art, and it's really done something to make the Rosewood community look beautiful out there. So I just have to say that just because, you know, he's a young dude that's really doing some cool stuff in town. But as for the thank you gifts, you know, as Jen was mentioning, the Northwest Film Center Claire Denny series is available at a minimum to pledge. You get ticket vouchers for a minimum donation of $90 a year, which is basically 25 cents a day. I keep, you know, kind of talking about what that daily amount is because it shows you that basically just for change a day, and you can't get anything for change a day these days. I mean, you can't even get on the bus, really, you know, with that amount of money. But you can get access to these ticket vouchers so that you can check out some of the good stuff that's going on at the Northwest Film Center. Go for it, Will.
And that's one of the great things about living in Portland. And I know you folks out there in the KBOO listener land appreciate that. There are so many great and independent cinemas that show movies that aren't being shown in the malls, aren't being shown across the rest of America. And that's what the film show that we're listening to right now, they feature that. They bring in terrific guests like Aaron and Antoine, and they talk to people who are making a difference and making real art and creating things that KBOO is opening up your eyes to. And so you can thank KBOO, and you can become part of this, and you can help make it happen by just picking up the phone and calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Please call up right now. And yeah, we have three pairs of tickets that a pledge will get you those tickets, and you can go to the Northwest Film Center, and you choose whether you want to see any of the movies at the Claire Denny Film Festival. There are other film festivals coming up. There's always something going on at the Northwest Film Center. There's so much going on in this town and in your community, and that's what KBOO is. It's part of your community, and it's a vital part of your community, and that's why you're listening right now. So please pick up the phone and call us at 877-500-5266.
Yeah, and you actually have ticket vouchers that are available for a minimum donation of $60 as well, and that's for it looks like three pairs of tickets that are available there. So just to wrap that up, 877-500-5266. Back to the regular programming.
Thank you, and this is Jen Chavez on The Film Show on KBOO. I'm joined in the studio by Aaron Schwartzbord and Antoine Thomas from the Northwest Film Center to talk about Project Viewfinder. So here's a question for either of you, actually. How does the act of expressing oneself through film or sharing a personal story through art serve as therapy?
You want to?
I'll let Antoine start with that.
All right.
that's kind of funny, but I say just as I mean for me, as of doing art, you know, it's like ventilating, you know, with whatever emotions that you're going through, whatever things that you have that are in mind, you know, being able to project that and put that towards something, you know, something positive is, you know, it's taking some of those negative energies and some of those positive energies and making it something creative, you know, something inspirational. And being able to be a part of that, you know, it goes to show that, hey, my stuff is meaningful. You know, I'm meaningful. You know, I have value. So being able to have a project like that to show yourself worth, I believe, is, yeah, it's therapeutic alone because of the fact it is, you know, looking into somebody's daily experiences and saying, hey, wow, this person actually is doing a lot, going through a lot. You know, this person is worth it.
Are you nervous about, you know, like having your personal story screened for a bunch of people, or do you think it'll feel good?
Right now, yeah, I'm a little nervous, you know, and I don't think the nervousness is from, you know, not thinking that it's not going to turn out good. You know, I'm pretty positive about it, you know, the outcome. I'm nervous because it's just a new experience, you know, all around. So sometimes it takes a little getting used to, you know, new things, new environments. So
I'm just going to jump in and say that I think from our perspective, from the Film Center's perspective, we set out with two goals. Goal one was to provide young adults who are struggling with homelessness a chance to share their voice and to learn film as a tool to express themselves and to share their stories. The second goal really is to then bring that story to the community and to show the community that this kind of work, that the arts have a power to be able to spread these stories and serve different communities and people, and also to share the story of homelessness, and which we see as a big issue and a big problem within Portland, and educating people and having them understand directly, not from our perspective, but from the people who deal with it all the time, hearing their perspectives. So I think that's sort of our overarching goal, and I think what Antoine said about how it really has affected him is that's the big chunk of it. It's half of it.
Yeah, Antoine, just curious as to like what skill or what specific thing that you've learned from this that is most interesting or cool or exciting to you.
Pretty much, it's been a team effort. You know, rather than something personally all by myself, you know, I'm in a classroom with, you know, four other students, you know, and with them, you know, working alongside of us, I mean, like just seeing the transitions from when we first started into where we're at now and seeing, you know, what works effectively and what doesn't. You know, it takes, you know, in order for it to have a good story, I say, or a good film, you have to have a good team. And I think that's something that when thinking about film, I haven't pretty much, you know, I haven't looked at it in that way before. You know, when you talk about film, I mean, I probably think about a screen director and then the film, you know, but not thinking about the team, you know, and how important that is. You know, and just being able to see that, I mean, that's pretty much what I've learned and valued a lot.
Yeah, well, that it sounds like an eye-opening experience for both you and you. So just before we go, I want to just have you guys fill us in with all the details about the big premiere screening coming up in May.
Great. Well, it's still, you know, the piece itself is still coming together. I saw Antoine was editing his piece yesterday, so can't.
You still got some time.
But it's going to be on May 1st at 6 p.m. at the Witzel Auditorium in the Portland Art Museum. There will be a reception beforehand with all of the filmmakers, all the participants that are available to be there. And then we'll be doing a full screening of the piece. And it's going to be it's a lot of different film pieces and projects that they've worked on that all the participants have been a part of strung together. And that's what, you know, I can't say what that's going to look like exactly yet. We're still putting it all together. But and the whole thing, the reception before and the screening is going to be free to the public. So we would love, I mean, great. We want to encourage everyone to come out and support this work and learn it. hear about it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Project Viewfinder, brought to you by the Northwest Film Center. Hope you listeners can make it to the screening. My deepest gratitude to Aaron Schwartzbord and Antoine Thomas for joining us today. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Soon we're going to be hearing from SW Concert and Gigi Allen, and we will bring you our monthly calendar of film events as well. But first, let's go to Will and Carlos to tell you more about how you can become a member of KBOO.
That's right. You can start by dialing 877-500-5266. That's the first way that you can jump into this KBOO community and become an active member, is by picking up that phone and dialing that phone number. You can also go online at kboo.fm. If you enjoy the type of programming that you're listening to today, with the show that we've got going on, we have, as a thank you gift, there are ticket vouchers for the Northwest Film Center Claire Denny series, and there's also, and that's at a $90 minimum donation, and then also regular admissions are available as well at a minimum donation of $60. And we really need you to pick up that phone and start making those phones ring here on this end. I want to hear that sound. You know, that encourages me. That makes me know that hey, you know, we're going to continue on with the type of programming that we do on a regular basis. We're going to be able to continue to share and express the ideas and feelings that we do on a regular basis with you, the listener, and that we'll have participating members who are actively involved in what we're doing here at KBOO. So, pick up those phones and make that happen, or get online and do that. Once again, the number is, Will?
877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And I can't possibly express how important it is that you make that call. A lot of our listeners have already called in and they've donated whatever they feel they can donate, but now it's up to you. I know you're out there. I know you're listening. I know you've been enjoying these shows. I know you're going to continue to enjoy these shows. So please grab the phone, call us at 877-500-5266, and let us know how much you enjoy the programming we have for you today and how important KBOO is to you, because there are lots of other cities in America, but there's no other station like KBOO.
Well, and we can't forget to thank the generous food donations that we received today from Marcy Bakery at 1625 Southeast Bybee, at Civilaya Thai at 4806 Southeast Stark Street, and then also Vita Cafe at 3024 Northeast Alberta. We want to thank you kindly for the donations that you've provided during this pledge drive. We as volunteers definitely appreciate that.
And those restaurants, they're showing how much they appreciate KBOO, and they're showing that they're part of this community. And you folks are out there too. When you listen to KBOO, you become part of the KBOO community. But when you donate, when you call in at 877-500-5266, when you make that call, you make KBOO happen. You keep the electricity on, you keep the transmitter working, and you keep us buying all those great shows that you enjoy, like Democracy Now! And Flashpoint and all the other great shows.
Well, you know, I mean, it really does make a difference when you become a member of KBOO and become part of this community. You know, some folks may be listening and you know, they may listen on a pretty regular basis and think, well, you know, I just don't know that you know, my contribution is really going to do much. You know, they're going to get in, you know, whatever type of money they're going to get in. No, we need you to call in. We need you to become that member. We need you to be a part of this thing. You know, you, whoever you are out there, who's listening in, and who's thinking about becoming a member, thinking about renewing a membership, thinking about getting involved, now is when you want to make that decision. Now is when you want to pick up that phone at 877-500-5266, or to get online at kboo.fm to become a member. It's safe, it's secure, and you're going to be a very much a valuable contributing member of this community called KBOO.
Everybody who donates and everybody who becomes a member of KBOO is doing a great job and is part of their community.
Once again, 877-500-5266.
Do that. Okay. Keep me posted. Take it easy. Feel better. Okay. Take care. Bye. And welcome back to the Film Show on KBOO. I'm SW Conser, and I'm here with Jen Chavez. We're going to be talking in just a moment with Gigi Williams. She is the director of the documentary Occupy, We the People. It is an amazing little document about what's been going on with people moving back into their homes, homeowners who refuse to be kicked out. And we're going to tell you about where to see that and how to find out more information. But first, here is Jen with this month's film calendar.
All right. Yeah, we got a stacked schedule for you. From March 28th through the 31st, the Faux Film Festival returns to take over the Clinton Street Theater with a different program each night at 7 p.m. Go to fauxfilm.com for more info. On the weekends of March 30th through April 1st, April 4th and 5th, and April 12th and 13th, Yale Union and Hollywood Theater present a retrospective of work by the filmmaking team Tom Anderson and Morgan Fisher. They'll be in attendance this weekend. For more info, visit yaleunion.org. On April 4th, the Northwest Film Center will house the Portland premiere of local filmmakers Mike Weeks' documentary Drawing Dead. Visit nwfilm.org for more. Speaking of the Northwest Film Center, April 6th marks the beginning of their School of Film spring term. You can register for classes now at nwfilm.org. Cinema Project has two sets of screenings coming up. On April 8th and 9th, they'll be showing shorts of modern dances by dancer and choreographer Sybil Shearer. On April 23rd and 24th, they'll show short works of French filmmaker Jean-Gabriel Perriot. To learn more, visit cinemaproject.org. On April 11th, KBOO's monthly KBOO at the Clinton series continues with an original period-set radio play called 10 Cents a Dance, written by Dennis Nyback. The live stage performance and broadcast here on KBOO begins at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. Go to cstpdx.com to learn more. From April 20th through the 23rd, Filmed by Bike will be returning to Clinton Street Theater as well with bike-themed shorts from around the world. Go to filmedbybike.org for more. And on April 24th, the Region 1 finals of the 40th Annual Student Academy Awards begins at 6 p.m. with free admission at the Northwest Film Center. Go to nwfilm.org for more info. That just about wraps it up. And back to you, Conch.
Thanks so much, Jen. And we are delighted to be joined in the studio live by Gigi Williams. She is a former underwriter for mortgage home loans, who became a filmmaker. And now, Gigi, you decided to become part of the solution. You had been working in the banking industry. You had been finding out what's been going on with so many of the foreclosures, with so many of the people losing their homes. And in response, you've got a film out, and it's called Occupy, We the People.
That's correct.
Now, tell us a little bit about your story, your trajectory from working in the banking industry, the mortgage industry, to becoming a filmmaker, an artist with a big social theme.
Well, I've always been interested in the arts and in filmmaking. I've taken classes in the past, but I still had to continue to work in the mortgage field just to support myself to make a living. A few years ago, I was able to make the break and devote myself primarily to filmmaking. I actually went to Northwest Documentary Film School, where I took the spring catalog. So I saw the catalog, and I thought, well, I've always wanted to do this, so I think I'll just take a shot at it. And it was after I had got dismissed from my job at the bank. I knew that there was lots of issues there, and I did not want to be part of the problem anymore. I wanted to be part of the solution.
It wasn't a great fit, and so you have been working very closely with We Are Oregon. This is a community-based organization fighting for justice and helping homeowners stay in their homes. And so We Are Oregon has been involved in the screening that's coming up, I believe, of Occupy, We the People. This is going to be Saturday, the 6th of April at the Bob White Theater on Foster Avenue in Portland. And so you're actually going to be, you and We Are Oregon are seeking donations and selling raffle tickets in order to go to Cannes, France, where Occupy We the People has been invited to screen. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. It just is so exciting. And I premiered the film after taking the class at Northwest Documentary Film School over at the Mission Theater in downtown Portland. And I got such a positive response from people that part of the class they offered us was a class on how to submit to film festivals. So I submitted to film festivals all over the world, and I was surprised to get this response back from Cannes.
Yeah, and so this is the big Cannes Film Festival. You know, I mean, you're gonna rub shoulders with, I don't know, Quentin Tarantino and folks like that. But in the meantime, you're going to be looking for folks. There's opportunities to get a raffle for free hot air balloon ride for a free night at a historic B&B in Portland, and folks can find out more by, there's a Facebook page you have. It's facebook.com/. Occupy Goes to Cannes, and Cannes is spelled in the French way, C-A-N-N-E-S. So what can people expect at this big fundraiser that's happening next Saturday, a week from Saturday, April 6th, at the Bob White Theater on Foster Avenue?
Well, they can expect to have a lot of fun. There's going to be food, there's going to be drinks, there's going to be speakers, there's going to be live music, there's going to be presentations, there's going to be raffles. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And also, the next couple of days at the Red and Black Cafe, there will be opportunities to see the movie also. This is near the KBOO studios. Sunday the 7th of April and Monday the 8th, there will be other speakers and presentations at the Red and Black Cafe. Well, we will look forward to, and then, you know, I have to tell you, Gigi Williams, director of the documentary Occupy We the People, we've run out of time, but can you stay around and talk to us for a few more minutes?
I'd love to, sure.
What we're going to do, I guess, is we're going to put the extra audio up on the KBOO website a bit later today for our listeners to access. This will be great. The Film Show archive page can be found at kboo.fm/thefilmshow. I'm SW Conser here with Jen Chavez.
Thanks for everybody who's called in during the film show today. Once again, you can still become a member and get free admission to the Film Center screening of your choice for you and a friend. Just call one of our phone volunteers right now. The toll-free number is 877-500-KBOO.
Thanks also to the Oregon Media Production Association for their support and collaboration. And now, stay tuned for an afternoon of music on your homegrown Portland radio station.
Tune in this Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for News and Public Affairs Day on KBOO. Speakers will include award-winning writer and activist Raj Patel, Bill McKibben of 350.org, and Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!
That motto should be the Hippocratic Oath of the media today, should be the Hippocratic Oath of us all today. We will not be silent. Democracy Now!
That's KBOO's biannual News and Public Affairs Day this Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. right here on KBOO Portland.
It's time for the KBOO News at Noon for Thursday, March 28th. I'm Kristen Yount. The trial for oil giant BP and Associates will resume on Tuesday after an Easter recess. The trial is to assess damages and fines regarding the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon drilling project that killed 11 workers and resulted in a catastrophic oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The trial has been on since February. A U.S. District Court judge is hearing the testimony of cement contractors associated with the accident. The judge will decide without a jury who has to pay. Banks in Cyprus reopened Thursday, but strict rules imposed by the European Union to stop Cyprus from going bankrupt are making the banks undesirable for offshore banking investors. The Cypriot tourism industry is taking a financial hit, and the exchange of imported goods has been hindered because bank transfers were not readily available. Beginning on Sunday, March 24th, human rights activists around the world have been protesting and fasting in solidarity with dozens of souls on the seventh week of their hunger strike at Guantanamo Bay Prison. 166 men remain in custody at Guantanamo Bay and are to be detained indefinitely. This costs United States taxpayers $800,000 per year per man, or over $130 million. Oregon lawmakers are considering cuts to state workers' and retirees' pensions to bolster school spending. The revenue would come from imposing limits on yearly increases to pensions. Currently, pensioners expect a 2% yearly increase for inflation. Retired state workers are angered and feel that taxes should be imposed on the wealthy to aid schools. The weather in Portland is very mild, as it is partly cloudy and slightly breezy. There is little chance of rain, and temperatures could reach 60 degrees by this afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in to the News at Noon. I'm Kristen Yount. Tune in right here at KBOO at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday for volunteer-generated evening news for the latest in local, national, and international news.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Hopworks Urban Brewery. Committed to creating world-class food and organic beer as sustainably as possible at our carbon-neutral eco brew pubs. Hopworks is located at Southeast 29th and Powell Boulevard, and Hopworks Bike Bar is at North Williams and Shaver. Available on draft and in bottles throughout Cascadia. Information at 503-232-HOPS or hopworksbeer.com. Shocks of Sheba has also been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Garden Spout, specializing in indoor gardening equipment, including horticultural lighting, environmental control, hydroponic and organic nutrients, and pest control. The Garden Spout is located at 4532 Southeast 63rd, just south of Foster in Portland.